And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday, the 26th of October, 2015. It's the birthday of the playwright John Arden, born in Barnsley, England, 1930, best known for his play Sergeant Musgrave's Dance. It's the birthday of Hillary Rodham Clinton, born in Chicago, 1947, the daughter of a man who sold draperies and was so frugal that even on the coldest winter nights in Illinois, he would turn the heat in the house off and then wake up early in the morning to warm the house back up before everyone else arose. It was a middle-class suburb, Chicago. The girl played sports. She wrote for the student newspaper, participated in student government. Her father was a Republican. She was, too, campaigned for Barry Goldwater in the 1964 presidential election. First year in college, she was president of the Wellesley Young Republican Student Group. But influenced by the civil rights movement, the war in Vietnam, she changed her views, and as a junior in college, she campaigned for Eugene McCarthy on an anti-war platform. It was on this day, 1900, Henry James wrote his first letter to the young novelist Edith Wharton, beginning a long friendship. Wharton was an admirer of James's work. She sent him one of the first short stories she ever wrote. He wrote back to say that he liked the story, but she shouldn't write about Europe if she didn't live there. He said, "Be tethered in native pastures, even if it reduces you to a backyard in New York." So she was inspired to write about New York, and the result was her first big novel, The House of Mirth, in 1905. They remained friends for the rest of Henry James's life, even as Edith Wharton became more and more successful and Henry James's novel sold less and less well. It's the birthday of the Russian novelist and poet Andrei Bely, which was the pen name of Boris Nikolaevich Bagayev. Born Moscow, 1880, best known for his 1913 novel, Petersburg, a book of which Nabokov said, "My greatest masterpieces of 20th century prose are Joyce's Ulysses, Kafka's Transformations, Bely's Petersburg, a story of conspiracy and betrayal during the 1905 Russian Revolution." Here's a poem for today by Paul Hostovsky entitled Gauguin's Grandson. Was named Paul Gauguin, too. He was an artist, too. He lived in Denmark in his grandfather's shadow all his life, and he chafed against that shadow like living under a rock as big as the biggest island in French Polynesia. He painted only insects, insects that live under rocks, beetles, ants, centipedes, pill bugs. In a later period, he painted only his wife, Marta, in only her long black hair and horn-rimmed glasses. Toward the end of his life, he made hundreds of collages of orthopterous insects, katydids, mantids, cicadas, crickets, and grasshoppers with long hind legs for jumping, or you could say flying, and for making a rasping, chafing sound, or you could say song. Gauguin's Grandson, a poem by Paul Hostovsky from The Bad Guys, published by Future Cycle Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by Lumosity.com, personalized brain training developed by neuroscientists to challenge memory and problem solving through online games, Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles with Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.